It's Monday night. It's oral Tesvot. Iyar? Sivan. Oral Tesvot Sivan. And we're talking about. Okay, let's see here. Zion. Where are we up here? Yes, in Zion? No. I don't know where. Oh, here. Okay, so the thing is, if you walk outside the tchum, so the drabonon, that's definitely drabonon, that you're real.
Wait, look.
Yeah, I didn't.
Sorry.
If you walk outside the tchum, obviously, if you were able to do your eyes, so you're loke if you were given a straw. But again, the din, if you go outside your tchum, so you did an aveira. The din is probably because of a knas. You're basically immobile, like you're not allowed to move. That's probably the rabbonim. With your eyes, you can't just go back to where you came from. You're stuck. You are where you are, and you're not allowed to move. No, you didn't just do an isser, but you can't go back. You can't go back home.
That's
the Rabbanah. That's for sure the Rabbanah. But it didn't the Arisa. In the Arisa, you did an Aveira, you get Malkus.
You go back.
Yeah, you go back to, you know. But Rabbanah loosened the screws a little, and they said you can move around 4 amas. Now, there's a Machlokes. If it's a 4x4 amah area, and you're in the middle, so you can move 2 amas in each direction. Let's forget about the diagonal. It makes things too complicated. But either you're in the middle of a 4 amah by 4 amah space, or you can walk 4 amas in each direction, and you're in the middle of a 8x8 or whatever it is. So that's not the point here. The point is, so that they allowed you to do. No, they said on one hand, you can't just, you're not free to just walk around, that's for sure. You can't even go back to your old tchum anymore. You're not allowed to move, basically. But they allowed you, like, breathing space. You know, you got to move. You can't, like, be, you can't be, like, okay. So now, he's talking about that. So now, yeah. Hey, umavur kan the yotzei chutz l'tchum afilu amaloke. Okay, so you take one step. I don't know. Ama means one step. You know, ama, what about here for ama? But ama means a step. You get malchus. Venira, so now he says, you know something, let's learn the whole paragraph this time. We'll take it slow, but we'll finish the paragraph, because he himself raises some of the points that made us stop in mid-sentence and not understand what he was saying. Venira davka la'ama sheyotza tekef, I know ama rishonim. You would get malchus for that first step. But now that you took that first step, you're allowed to take a second step, because now you have a new tchum. This is what he's saying at first. Now you have a new Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Shabbos, we'll call it a 2x2 area, whatever you want to call it. We'll call it a 4x4 area. So now you can take a second step, because you're allowed to take a second step. Because ironically, because you're in jail now, but they allowed you in jail to take 2 steps in each direction, we'll call it. So now that you took the first step, you have a new Tchum. And now you can take, you're not going to get malchus for the second step. Ironically, you're allowed to take the second step. Even though there's a svara to say you're not allowed to take the second step, because you're just going another step outside your tchum. You're outside your tchum. So that would be perhaps logical, but it's not like that. Why? Because they said you can't move anymore. But they said, but we got to let you breathe, so we're going to let you move around 4 hours. So ironically, it's a kula. They let you take that second step. Well, the whole thing is the Rabbanon, that you're that you can't move around is with the Rabbanon. Yeah, that's not relevant. Yeah, okay, but that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is you walked outside the tchum one step, and now you have you're allowed to ironically take the second step, even though you're going more outside your tchum, because you have a new tchum. Chazal gave you a new tchum. That's not the point now. If you'd Beis Mil or Alpayim Amma, that's not the point. He's talking about the din of someone who goes outside the tchum. Yes, he's talking deraisa because he talks about getting malchus. But he doesn't have to be talking about getting malchus. He's talking about a certain concept. That you're not going to go outside your tchum Shabbos. If it would be the derabbanan tchum, it would be malchus marzus. It wouldn't be malchus deraisa. That's not the point. He's trying to make a point about what happens now. You walk one step outside the tchum, you get malchus. You were over the yisur. Ironically now, though, a heter plops down in your lap. Something that ostensibly, that 5 minutes ago was osur, the second step is also osur. Was. But now it becomes mutter, because now they gave you a new tchum, because they restricted you from going back where you came from, but they said, but we got to let you move. You can't, like, put you in chains and a boil, you know, you can't put you in chains for the rest of Shabbos. So he says, I will miss your Pamalashniya. You better not take another step. You're again going a step, another step outside your tchum. That's not true. Ain't loke. Keeping the Rashoy Lele. He's allowed to walk, ironically. He's now allowed to walk. Oshte Amas, Arba Amas, whatever it is. Oshu Borulo Arba Amas, whichever sheet that you want to hold of. Like what happens when you go outside your tchum. When would he get, like, when would he be over another Isser? Rakloike Malchus Shenis, im yotza ol chutzut rulo, shenosnolo hatora, v'chol marke de Islay. Okay, here it sounds like it's the Oraisa. Yeah, the heter is the Oraisa. In other words, you learn out from a pasuk, al yetza yish mimakomo, that he has a new makom. So he would get malchus again if you go outside the new area, a 4x4 area. We'll call it a 4x4 area. So that's how you would get a second time malchus, if you go outside the 4x4 area. Yeah. But then he says, no, but it doesn't work out. That's what he says at first. But then we have to keep learning it. He himself then remarks that what he says doesn't really work out. So we just stopped too early. We got we were puzzled and we stopped, but he really goes on to make the same point. Derech Moshe. Take a shiyotza ama achas. He took one step outside the tchum. Zoche od arba amos b'shita zu or tochos, whatever it is. So he could walk, let's say, another four steps, or two steps, whatever the case may be, whichever street you want to hold up. Veich yasru bo, how can they give him asroa, shalo leilech od arba amos, kivan the holech od amo bershus, zoche od amo lahala, kivan the lechomokom shehu, yocho leilech arba amos. No matter how bad a boy he is, even if he keeps on doing, but he'll always be able to walk another 4 hours. That's how he looks at it now.
He keeps extending.
But then he says that's not. But it's not true, because they can get. Then he's about to say, but they could. But it's not true that you don't get malchus, because they could warn him, you can't go outside your new Arba Amos. That's all they have to say to him. You're not allowed to walk outside your new Arba Amos. The fact that right now he's not allowed to walk outside the 4 Amos. If he does, he'll get taka a new 4 Amos. But right now he's still not allowed to walk outside the 4 Amos. That's what. Umashkachas lo bekofes mimokam shu chutzlar ba'amo. So how you will have that log of he jumps. He wouldn't have it with walking. Abu the mahalech lo mashkachas lo, he says it first. Kiva the arba'amos holich pershus. He's always allowed to walk. As yochalelech lahalon gamkin pershus. Rak bekofes mashkachas lo. Kein nira poshut. Ach nis yashanti. But then I realized the gam be mahalech shayim said. The take of zoha ba'arba'amos. He took one step. He now has four more hours to walk. And now you can warn him. So overall, mitzvah Torah, yelech yosem arba amos. Asher zoch achar kach. It's true that once he violates the halacha, he'll be allowed to transverse that area. But right now, it's up.
Wait, after he's over, over and look again, he'll get a new Dalai
Lama. Yeah, he'll always get a new Dalai Lama.
He can do another tomb.
Right, so we could always warn him now that you're not going to go. I mean, even in 2,000 Amos, let's talk about 2,000 Amos. He'll say, if you go 2,000 Amos in one step, you get Malkus. Although the truth is, once you walk 2,000 Amos in one step, you're allowed to walk that second step. You're allowed to walk a new Arba Amos. But right now they can warn him, don't walk outside these Arba Amos. Because right now he's not allowed to walk outside the Arba Amos, although the Chaschina assumes that if you do, you will acquire always a new Arba Amos. So like we wouldn't be able to find an area of land that he's not allowed to walk on. But I don't understand that either, because right now he's not allowed to walk on the fifth Amma. There will always be one step he's not allowed to take, even though that one step gives him another four Ammas. He can take a walk from here to Hadassah, but he'll be over in Isser every four Amos. You know, he makes it sound here like he would. Achbem is Eshiv, which this whole thing's a mistake. To be Yosef the Arba Amos Halolos Yenoslo Yatora Rishus Leilech, that he shouldn't be paralyzed. Ain't a Zoche Klal. It's not like he's allowed to walk there. The Afilu who ate Salama or Revius also wants his Lahalon. Yatora Noslo Rishus Rak Arba Amos. And can't take it to Yotza Lokal Hayatsiya. The history of Moshe Loyele Chutzlar Ba'amos V'yotza Kam Ge Yilke Ki Yivra Lalav Rak She'osam Arba Amos Shrek Osam Arba Amos Just a little term Lo Yoser. It doesn't become Mutter. Every Arba Amos, the next step is also. It's true, after you take that also take a step, you get another Arba Amos. But it's still also to take that first step. That's what he says now. Achzeh poshet, they lokem b'cholpam rakem yotzu arba amos. Achem yotzu arba amos is just like Torah, and keep lach arba amos, but it's just like Torah and arba amos. It's true, you keep getting another arba amos that you're allowed to walk on. But you're never allowed to take, but you're not allowed to take that first step that gives you another arba amos. The first step is always awesome. It's true, you don't get Malkus for every step. You will always get Malkus you will always get Malkus for taking one step outside your 4 hours. Even though that will give you another free 4 hours. But you can't take one step outside those 4 hours.
Why did that give him only 4 hours?
Because it does, because you don't have to be paralyzed. You'll never be paralyzed on Shabbos. You don't have to be paralyzed? If you climb a tree, you're not allowed to come down. You have to sit on the tree the rest of Shabbos.
What?
Can
you tell me what you said? Because God gave him Dalai Lama, and here he said, Dalai Lama is all life, and that's the Torah.
What?
Because
you do learn it out from Pasuk.
Because I'll give him Dalet Amos, not the Torah.
Because you learn it out from Pasuk. I don't know if it's an Asmachta or not. El Yetzish, Mimakomo, Mokom Shalodim, is Arba Amos. Like enough to stretch his hand. Haklal, Mokom Shalomid HaTorah, Mokom Shalomid, HaTorah Zichzol Lerak Arba Amos. At this point in time, you only have Arba Amos from where you're standing.
So why
didn't he reach out? Also, Arba Amos Lo Torah Yoser. You're not going to take one step outside these Arba Amos. I will come over and be Yot Arba Amos. Yeshol Arba Amos Achayrus Zichzol Torah. Okay, like you're doing in this or every fifth step. Because you do get, you always get three Amos freebie, but to get the three Amos freebie, you have to be over the Isser with that first step.
I don't quite, that just brings back the original Kashmir, certainly.
No.
Well, why after one step does he get now a new Dalai Lama?
He does. Now he's not allowed to take. He's not allowed to walk to the fifth. To the fifth Amos.
Yeah. Why not after he takes one step, he still has to now get four Amos. So
he's saying what we thought right away is logical. He takes one step. He did an issue, but he gets now four Amos freebie. Four Amos free zone. But he can't walk the fifth step. Let's call it fourth step. And after he walks the fifth step, again he violated the Isser, but he gets another free zone of 4 hours. If he's willing to do an Isser every five steps, he can actually walk the Hadassah and Kerem. Three quarters of his steps will be booked.
And after three and a half steps, you won't say he's like stuck, so now he gets a new four steps?
Yeah, but.
No, after three and a half.
I don't know. The fifth, I don't know what to call it.
I mean, before.
He gets 4 hours. That's, he's allowed to go. But it's that first of the four that it's also. He was also he's not allowed to take one step outside his club. The din is, if you take one step outside your tchum, you get a new tchum. And you can't take one step outside that tchum. Now that tchum is called Dalar Amos. Maybe it's 2x2, maybe it's 4x4. Okay. But whatever it is, so you're always in a situation where you're not allowed to take one step outside the tchum. But if you do, so you get a new tchum of a 4x4 area. Like I said, I could, if I wanted to walk from here to Hadassah and Kerem, and I'm willing, let's say, to do an Isser every fifth step, so every fifth step, so three out of every four steps will be the Heter.
So
I'm not saying it's mutter to do, because that's what he's pointing out.
What is
the Malkus will always be for that one step outside his tchum. And then he'll get a new tchum. And Malkus will be for one step outside that tchum. And so on and so forth, forever.
What gives him the new tchum exactly? It's just not clear.
Call it their rice or call it their
butter. It gets reset. Now,
when he goes outside his old tchum,
it gets reset.
The Torah gives him a new tchum, a 4x4. Call it 4x4.
Once he rakes his old tchum.
You can look at it as a kula or a chumrah. It's a chumrah because the whole din is a chiddush. You can't walk around anymore. You're limited to a new tchum of 4 amos. You used to have a tchum of 2,000 amos or yud beis mil. And now all of a sudden you're stuck in a tchum of 4 amos. On the other hand, it's a kula that you don't have to stand paralyzed. Right, maybe. Right. So that's... It's a chumra and a kula, but the kula, ironically, makes usur. It's like if I say, am I allowed to walk one step out of my 2,000 amos? You're taking a short answer. A dear sutra. You're allowed to walk one step out of 2,000 amos?
No.
Okay, next question. Which out is a trick question. Are you allowed to walk two steps outside your 2,000 amos?
Yes.
No,
because you can't take the first step. But once you take the first, you're allowed to attack and take the second. That's what he's pointing out.
With the Raisa, if the Rabbana didn't come in, if they ordered the Rabbana, when he goes out of the 2,000 Amos, would he be able to, with the Raisa, continue walking with
that's
no extra
limit? That's not clear to me. No, he certainly can't walk more. The question is, could he go back to his old chuk?
No, could he still four? Let's say midoraisa could take two steps. He's only got one. He's only got lucky once.
Yeah.
But once he's broken the
he has a new chum of 4x4.
But that's midorabonin.
I don't know. It sounds like it's the raisa. I think it's, I'm not sure. The din that he can't go back to his old chum. I'm not sure if that's a deraisa din or the rabbonim din. But that he has a new tchum of 4x4 apparently is deraisa. But he can't go back. But maybe the deraisa you're allowed to go back to. In other words, like, it's like you are limited when Shabbos comes, you are not allowed to go outside a specific area. If you did, so I don't know. Sounds like without any special drambonon, if you did, so you scoot back where you came from. Okay. But you also get a new area. You get, I don't know, but that then could only exist if you can't go back. If you wouldn't be allowed to go back to where you came from, would there also be a din you have a new chum of four amas? No, I think. How could you have, well, you need it to take another step. Go this way.
Why do we
let
you take another step that way? We're
always
just being nice.
So maybe it's the Arisa that you can't go back to your old chum. In other words, with the Arisa you have a new chum now of four amas. And that's why you can't go back to your old chum, because you can't go outside your new chum of four amas. Zara said you have a new chum. You had a chum of Yud Beis Mill, that's why with the Arisa, and now you have a new chum of four amas. So, and you're stuck. You're in your new tchum. The Torah gave you a new tchum. And that happens on Shabbos. You get a new tchum. Okay. Oh, actually, he talks about this now. Vav. V'nei b'meshek asavnu l'malo da'yotze b'rshus chutz l'tchum d'yaraisa enlo ela arba amas. A midwife. You have to go outside the tchum because it's called pikuach nefesh. But if she goes to Hadassah and Kara, what people do with Poyo, they have everything's worked out. Don't worry. But so let's not talk about real life people or real life cases. But the din is, even if you're allowed to go to save someone's life, and if you walked outside the tchum, you're raisa. So you now have a new tchum of only four amas. You only have four amas. Now there's a din de rabbanon, that's a Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Erevin, that Chazal gave you a new tchum of 2,000 amas of where you are, right? When you go Bershus, it's called. When you go out of your tchum Bershus, so you, they gave you a new tchum of 2,000 amas, not just four. If you went out Bershus. You went out Shalom Bershus, even B'Shogeg, or even Ba'ones, Goyim took you out. Ba'ones, four amas. If you went out Bershus, you have a new tchum of 2,000 amas. So now the Minchas Chinuch is saying, that's only if you went outside the tchum, the Rabbanon of 2,000. But if you Yotze Bershus, puts the tchum to your Raisa, Ein Lo'ela Arba Amas. Dafka betchum de rabbanon. Heimomru the yeshlo apayim luchol ruach. Imokum shalosha hamitzvah. Avu betchum in yaraisa l'shayach zeh. Okay. Which would mean, I mean, putting aside, all kidding aside, whatever heterim they have heterim. But that means if you go, a doctor goes with mikuach nefesh. Goes from here to Hadassah and Kerem, and I'm assuming from here to Hadassah and Kerem is outside the Tchum D'Oraisa of Yud Beis Mill. I'm assuming it is. Probably is, but again, yeah. You can't really tell without a helicopter. Because you take so many things into account, then you square off the square.
It's at the bird flies? Or it's,
what?
It's the route, like driving, or it's at the bird flies?
No, you have to. At the bird flight. That's why I don't understand how they ever had Tchumah without a helicopter. I can't understand how they could. I mean, you have to be an expert surveyor.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because like anytime there's a house, you extend the Tchumah and then you square off the square and then you have a whole new.
Like one house can give you an extra 2,000 amos. Anyway, so he's saying now that in Chum D'Oraisa, even a Yotzei Bershus only has 4 amos, not 2,000. L'chor b'yumet afsamach zayin amal aleph mevur shom yud beiz milin ha'yum Yerushalayim varatzuk, from Yerushalayim to where they threw off the Sor Lazozel was 12 mil. Tzuk is a cliff, so they threw it off the cliff, so it was 12 mil actually. The Besukko Achrona, from the last house, because there were houses all along the way. So from the last house, Varatzuk, Hayushnei Milin, but 2 mil. But more than Bolo Amishaleach, Leishev Tachasuk Achrona, he could walk back to the last sukkah. He didn't have to stay on the cliff. It was very scary. It was in a midbar. He could go back, walk back 2 mil to the last house. Bolo Meshaleach. Meshaleach is the guy that threw it off the cliff. Leishay Faka Sukkah Achrona. Upirish Rashi Shom Ben Mishnah. That will be Shaholech Bershus. Certainly a lot of go. Elu El Alpayim. You only have 2,000 Amos. The Kan Chozesh named Milan. Why are they allowing him to go back to the last house, which is 2 Milan away? Alpayim is 1 Mil. So they're giving him 4,000 Amos. This week he's fasting, he's afraid to stay in the wilderness alone. Wait a second, says the Ben Chaskino. He walked outside the Tchum D'Oraisa, because he walked Yud Beis Mil away. If Cain, Heich Yuchalachzo Mishum Chursha, because he's weak, Heich Matirim Yisatayra. According to what I'm saying, if you walk outside Yud Beis Mil, so even if you go out Bershus, you only have 4 Amos. So how could they allow him to walk back to the last house, which is 2 Mil away? Ze'eno. That's a wrong question. The Yotzim Tchum D'Oraisa. He didn't go outside the Tchum. Apparently they were very exact. He walked exactly Yud Beis Mil. Now the Yud Beis Milin, not another step. The Yud Beis Milin put the Leilech Min HaTorah. The loss of Leilech Chutz Yud Beis Milin. I don't know, let's see, he had to climb one more rock to throw off the goat.
He was just inside.
So, Bisham of Ward, Yud Beis Milan. That's why you pocket spot. Maybe it was a little less. Come on. Thank Pedro, the Tano, the Misli Bedavka. You know, Achkosha, Mavur Sham, the Mishnah, the Kremayer. I am Shamatizan, the Ramasful Kaman. Kremayer, Sirle, the Kam, the Chum Alpayan, Havi Diaraisa, remember? Here, holding the right. He did go outside Yud Beis Mil. You could give this excuse that it was exactly Yud Beis Mil, but he certainly went outside 2,000 Amos. So Eichayzish Neimilin.
Oh, how did he get there?
He's allowed to. That's a possible. He went Bershus. Now, how could they allow him to go back 2 Milin? The Chusri Mashos Lachzor. Again, he's going outside. Vechitirlo is a Torah, but the Hunika Meir more than 2,000 Amos is in this Torah. Shumdehu Mu'une, B'mokum Shein Sakana, there's no Mamber Sakana, he's scared. You know, send him to a therapist. But the Chorat Sarachia, Shum Heir Hashem Yitvarach Hasenai, Motzazi B'tzaisis Yishonim Shom, and it Fosim B'socha Masechta, it's not really his house. In other words, Tais is saying a chiddush.
The Issa Torah who dafka the Srachek mitchumo shaya betchilas akabes. Even if Tchumen is the Araisa, even if it's 2,000 Amas the Araisa with Rameir holds, but it's only from your primary place of residence where you were betchilas Hashabbos. Aval b'chozer afilu b'yoyser mitchum the Araisa ain't kind of Torah mimakom zeh. But something that came to you on Shabbos, there's no Issa the Araisa. The loke hayotze chutz l'tchum is only mitchilas hatchum shehoyso shvisosu mivaudyo. V'mahalech afilu kama parsos, many miles, mitchilas l'el Shabbos, v'vaday loika kol arba amos, k'mo shem biharnu, haynu b'misrachek b'chol pam, if you keep on going away from your original tchum. Avol am yotzu derech moshel afilu aso parsos. Lachak zechozar, he reversed course when he went back. Afilu yotzu b'sholosh parsos, ain kan issa Torah. There's no issa, according to Tosfos, to go outside your new tchum that you were given. Kivud olahalach sholosh parsos, b'kosh v'isoso, b'tchilas hayom. Ain't kind of a Torah. So that's the Kiddush of Tosfos.
It doesn't matter if it was Beshus and he was doing a mitzvah and all that.
No. It's a Torah is only to go from your place where you were when Shabbos came in. For the Alfina Mikra, the Shvu Ish Tachtov, the Yeso Arba Amos, to a Chloma that Torah, he Tiru the Srachik Od on Arba Amos. Kiddush of the Torah is that you can keep going in that direction four more hours.
Why now?
I don't know why, because that's the you went off of the possible.
Abu
Bachazora, right, Abu Bachazora, Abu Bachazora, but you can go back. Ain't Kiddush the Torah. He's asking, Rabbi Yaakov is asking, and now we don't have such a rationale anymore. Before the rationale is, you shouldn't stay paralyzed the whole Shabbos. Now you're not paralyzed, you can go the other direction. Rakis the Rabbanah, the Gaza, the Yashu Chutz, the Chutz, the Yaz here. The Yaz, the Gaza, the Shal, the Malam, who the Bar Chodosh, the King Kaladinim, the Mavu Warren, I have lost the Chumin, I am Rambam, the Egg, and Gam, King, I feel the Chutz, the Yud Beis Mil. The Achazorah, he rocked the Rabbanah. So anything that we may kill, because it's only the Rabbanah, would be true even on a Yud Beis Mil Chum, if you're talking about the other direction, going back. Okay, so that's Tosfos Chiddush. Okay, good. What?
You won't get Malkus.
You won't get Malkus for going back.
This is the case of that he is allowed to. This is the case of where he is allowed to. Where this? He actually helped someone. We went
no, but he said that even if you're not allowed to, you can't. There's no Isotira to go back to the original Tchum. Okay, cool. Yeah, that was a good one.